Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another mini podcast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. It's a warm day in autumn. You're out for a stroll in the country. And if the air is still and the sun is at just the right angle, you may see the glint of spider threads floating lazily in the air. Particularly at this time of year, some spiders use an odd means of traveling. They shoot out threads of their own silk and then hitch a ride on the breeze. Entomologists call this technique ballooning. Walt Whitman described it in a poem, writing of a noiseless, patient spider launching forth filament, filament, filament out of itself. And the word for these silky threads? Gossamer. It's a beautiful word, gossamer. It almost sounds like itself, doesn't it? And this term's meaning has come to extend to anything flimsy, insubstantial, or gauzy. Cole Porter sang of a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, and Charlotte Bronte wrote of a gossamer happiness hanging in the air. So how did spider silk ever get the name gossamer? Well, it seems the spider's filaments take their name from an old word for late autumn. In this country, that period is often called Indian summer. In Britain, the same period was long known as St. Martin's summer. That's a reference to St. Martin's feast day, November 11th. Centuries ago, though, speakers of Middle English referred to this period as Go Summer, a name that means goose summer. Now, why the goose in goose summer? Well, that's where things get a little hazy. The most likely explanation is that early November traditionally was the time when people feasted on fattened geese. In fact, there's an old German word for November that literally translates as geese month. The name for this warm period, goose summer, was later applied to the phenomenon that country folk observed at that time of year, those silky gossamer threads floating in the autumn air. It seems that over the years, just like those tiny spiders, the word gossamer has drifted a long, long way. We'll drop by our website. That's at waywardradio.org. We'll post the rest of the Whitman poem there, along with some more information about gossamer and spiders. And you can always start a thread on our discussion forum, or call us anytime. That's 1-877-929-9673. Or email us your questions. The address is words@waywardradio.org. We'll try to spin out an answer. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.